Yo, what up, people? This is your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR, and this is the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast, and this is a music commentary podcast where I feature entertaining music and I chat with high-profile guests. Make sure you stay tuned to the end and enjoy. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and follow this podcast. Thank you.
INEC hereby informs the public that only Nigerians 18 years and above who have never registered to vote should register during this last phase of the ongoing continuous voter registration ending on Thursday, 30th June 2022. Those who want to transfer their voting location or replace lost or damaged voters' cards or correct their information such as spelling of names, dates of birth, etc. should not register afresh but indicate as such for action by INEC. This is to prevent double registration as the names of persons who registered from 2011 are still valid in the Register of Voters. Previously registered voters up till December 2021 can collect their PVCs at the registration centers. This message is from the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC. INEC, making your votes count, consolidating our democracy.
But you know, big energy, big energy, big energy, big energy. When I come through, big energy. Dark shades on, they see enemy. I bet that you heard of me. I know they form gangster. Only big energy. When I come through, big energy. Dark shades on, they see enemy. I bet that you heard of me. I know they form gangsta, only big energy. Big energy.
Like Cole just dropped this one and he titled it Big Energy. Go stream on Apple Music and every streaming platform worldwide.
But you do that, loco. When you're big, I beg. I never enter gear but shift a bag. Swear my aim this year is infrared. When's the last time I missed my guy? Forget. I know you can tell from the confidence alone. Anywhere I sit, you know that's already your throne. Everybody talks, but be careful with your tone. Many have the number, but I only pick the phone for that. Big, but you know that.
Dark shades on.
I know they see nothing.
Hi everyone, this is Sonia and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, my name is Janet and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, this is King Precious of Let's Shift It Precious Podcast and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. Don't touch that dial.
Hello everyone, this is Gideon Wani, aka Pablo Castro PR. I want you to support my podcast from at least $1 monthly to unlock rewards I'm offering. You get a shout out on my show. You get merchandise from me and more. Hit the link on my bio on Instagram, search at Pablo Castrogram or search at the Madhouse ENT _ or search the Madhouse Entertainment on Google. Go ahead, support us. We love you. Thank you very much.
I stay at the one, I dare they form cool, but I aim for the head. Put my heart into these lyrics, they hit you like lead. Calm down, this energy, you never see any. Just big energy. When I come through, big energy. Dark shades on, no they see enemy. I bet that you heard of me. I know they form gangsta. Only big energy. When I come through, big energy.
There's a woman that makes me happy. There's a woman that makes me charge you. Who is that special woman? Who is that sexy woman? Hey, woman, African woman, you they give me sexual healing.
All right, guys, so playing right now is Fowls the Bad Guy featuring Caveman and the title this one, Woman. Fowls the Bad Guy just dropped a new project and it is available on Apple Music and every streaming platform. Go stream it, guys. This is the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast and our playlist are linked.
African woman.
Olamo fine, Olo fine, you can't match the face. Obo she fine, from her hair to her cartilage. She dey do my body justice like magistrate. The way she ride it, I no get the car details.
Woman,
yeah, ba, mokbe. Chocolate baby, if she dey look and pray. Cause if anybody say they want to use and play, true to God, oh, somebody go catch bullet.
Woman,
she we no go start the road, man. Bam wine and talky, part time I'm walking. I go use my donkey, outline your body. You go hold my clothy, shout, oh my God. Me, I don't anticipate.
Yeah.
We forget to walk in for the sake of time.
Yeah.
Bam, wine and talky, bad time I'm walking. I go use my something, outline your body.
Who is that special woman? Who is that sexy woman? Who is that special woman?
Yo, what's up, my amazing people? This is your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR. You're now tuned in to a new episode of Chat with Pablo Castro, and this is the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. Thank you for streaming once again. God bless you guys. We have a guest on the show once again today. Her name is Jovi. She's a podcaster. She loves sightseeing. She loves food. She's a foodie. So make sure you stay tuned till the end. We have interesting topic to talk about, and I expect you guys to enjoy yourself and entertain yourself with the music I play at intervals. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and follow this podcast on any app you're listening on right now. So guys, don't touch that dial. When I get back, I'll be on a call with Jovi.
You know, I look back to the past, life wasn't really greener, but God came through for me. On time.
It's Wonderbeat, baby.
It's Wonderbeat, baby. So gratitude, man. Say, it's only by your grace that we alive today. We know better past people, we die today. You collect money, you dey smile today. People dey whenever chop, we dey cry today. Say, try give thanks today. Your thanks could be the reason that you alive today. Brother man affronted, they put God. CCA gone affronted, they put God. So I thank God for life, thank God for grace. If no be God, we are for day. Family, they pray, they mention my name. May goodness and mercy stay for your ID. Me and no holy, steady boys, they call it.
The song playing right now is titled Give Thanks by Captain. Go stream on Apple Music, Spotify, and every other digital music
Say, you get many millions. You know what, make I get 1 milli. God come bless me with many millions. It vex you and you be my nigga. See like this, I did go Atlantic. Kele wa carry follow body back tick. But you know, Lua do for me, your juju can't fit.
Yeah guys, you're now tuned in to a new episode of Chat with Pablo Castro. And I'm on a call right now with Jovi. How you doing there? How you doing? What's up?
Hey! Castro, how are you? My name is Jovi D.
Nice.
And I'm here from Los Angeles, California. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Woo-hoo. It's an honor, man. It's so good to finally have you on my podcast, man. Thank you very much. Please go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell them what you do. I don't want to do that part for you. I want you to do your thing. You know, if you have to promote yourself, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. Again, my name is Jovi D. I'm a former media in broadcasting and a venture entrepreneur in podcasting. I have a show called, obviously, Yours Truly, Jovi D. And I also have another show in Spanglish because guess what? I'm Black. And guess what? I'm Latina. And guess what? I speak also Spanish. So I'm here. Yes, it's so diverse. So much information. But you can find me on Instagram, very active, as Y-O-V-D. And everything is there. Again, I will spell it for you. It's Y-O-V-Y and underscore D. Jovi D.
Thank you very much. So, guys, we have her on the show today. We have a topic to talk about. We're talking about pop culture, if it's good or bad for modern society. But before we go to that, guys, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and follow this podcast. And please join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag chat with Pablo Castro or hashtag TMAE podcast. So, my dear, I have these questions that I always ask, you know, the this or that question before I go ahead to talk about a topic with my guest. And I have them for you right now. I'm sure you like them. Are you ready?
Go, Pablo, go.
All right. Yeah, sure. You can call me Pablo. My friends call me Pablo Castro. My real name is Gideon, though. Gideon Wani.
Gideon? Oh, wow. No, yeah. I saw that you actually have one of my cousins named Gideon. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, we're special, right? We're warriors. Yes. We're warriors. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Yes. All right. So this is going to be fun. It'll be nice doing this with you. And I'm so happy doing this with you. So let's go. This or that, Trump or Biden?
Oh, we're going to start like that?
Whoa. Yeah, right. Yeah, I knew you'd see that coming.
I'm a political junkie, man. No, I am actually, let me make this record clear. I am independent.
Okay.
However, I'm liberal.
Okay.
I'm conservative. I'm like in the middle, but I'm also, I would say Biden for the peace of sake.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I have a really short story. I met Trump in person.
Wow.
I met Trump because we were interested in real estate. So okay. This guy, obviously, you know, we have seen buildings, names, you name it. And I met the guy. I met the guy in person in Florida years ago.
Wow.
Years ago. And the guy was really charming as a person. Oh, my God. The guy was really charming. I can understand why he got the show of The Apprentice and all of that.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm talking about real estate. I met the guy in person myself. But when it came to, you know, for the answer is, I'm going to stick with Biden for now.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go to this next one now. Dark skin guy or light skin guy?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What are you getting? You're coming strong here. Listen.
Yeah. I call myself
an equal opportunity employer when it came to dating. I'm actually now married. Thank God. I'm married. But when I was dating, actually, there was a joke in my family that they were like, okay, Joey, what's the flavor of the month? What's going on with you? It's really hard, man. Both are beautiful. Both
yeah,
are
true. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just had to bring that, you know. Don't mind me.
Oh, man. I think I want to go with answer A.
All right. So that dark skin guy is right. Melanin popping skin, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right. Thank you very much. So, guys, we have a topic today. We're talking about pop culture. Is pop culture good or bad for modern society? So, guys, what's your idea of pop culture? For me, pop culture, you know, is popularly, you know, they call it popular culture and is a longer form of pop culture. And it's described as our beliefs, attitudes, ideas, perspectives, images, and, you know, mention it and all, you know. But I don't want to be the one to say a lot right now. I want UOV to go ahead and tell us if it is good or bad for modern society. Then I can add a 2 bits or, you know, have an argument or something with her. Well, let's see. Let's see what she wants to say. So, my dear.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes. You have the microphone now.
Okay, well, it all depends what you think about pop culture. Like, I want to say, like, pop culture, and I'm sure you admire is, for example, Michael Jordan. You know, everybody thinks that, is Michael Jordan better than LeBron James?
Yeah.
You know, some people are like, well, it's a different era, this, that, or even myself, which my hometown is Miami, Florida, Dwayne Wade,
woo!
You know, who will make the difference? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I believe that there was a phase where, and obviously everybody wanted to be a Chicago Bulls and everybody wanted to have a jersey of the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
And now that I live in LA, I'm sorry to say this, but I'm not a fan, I'm not a fan of the Lakers. And I my prayers and respects to Kobe Bryant's family, and I understand everything that he's accomplished, but the team itself is just not my cup of tea. and Miami Heat for life, 305. Ooh. That's all I have to say.
So let's talk about the impacts of pop culture right now. You know, pop culture influences the modern society, both in positive and negative ways, you know. Like, first, pop culture assists teenage girls to defy themselves, you know, which is self-definition right now. What do you have to say about that?
Well, pop culture is good defining because I will believe that, you know, example, social media, there's really good things when it comes to body positive,
yeah,
meaning self-image. You know, there's a crusader of influencers showing young girls or no binary, however you define yourself, positive, yeah, images of yourself. We have Lizzo is just breaking the norm, mm-hmm, of a full figure woman that, you know, for years and years and years we just only had magazines defining what beauty looks like, and now it's just different. You know, there's a variety of beauty can be found anywhere.
Yeah, true. It helps in a good way, you know. It has its advantages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those are the positive things about pop culture. There's obviously things that, you know, cannot. The non-positive things about culture is it's all, I think, becomes in the eye of the beholder. There's, yeah, some people that like Madonna. Some people, yeah, don't like Madonna. They will tell you, I like Madonna, the one in the 80s. I like Madonna, the one in the 90s. But I don't like the current Madonna, you okay know?
Cool.
It all comes how it fits.
That's true. All right. Thank you. Well, I see, you know, pop culture has also made women realize their value in the society. Do you agree with that?
I definitely believe that pop culture has contributed to, but there has been more. I think it's a combination of both. Being influenced by obviously social movements, and then the social movements have, you know, been put, you know, sipped in or combined with pop culture because of the representation of, you know, people that have been part of it, of that conversation. So, for example, we had one of the U.S. Court Supreme, which she passed away, Ms. Judge Ruth Ginsburg, mm-hmm, RGB. And because of her philosophies on what she knew, she became pop culture because of her stand. And, you know, and obviously she was part, which right now we're talking about the whole law about Roe versus Wade and that outcome, and that possibly most likely the United States may reverse something that has been taking place since almost 50 years, okay, taking away the opportunity for women of deciding what they can do with their own bodies.
Yeah. I was going to come to that too, you know, because popular culture has also negatively impacted the society by the way it makes women view their bodies, you know, right?
Yes.
Because many women, both young and adults, suffer from body image issues because of the things they see on social media, magazines, and television. What do you have anything to say about that?
Well, imagine, as I said earlier, when I introduced myself from broadcasting to podcasting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have invested almost 20 years. I have worked in the broadcasting industry and television, in, wow, the Spanish television. Imagine. So then that takes it even to another level where the lack of representation of seeing people that look like me, mm-hmm, in a role that is either as the lead role or in not in the serving help role, like a maid unfortunately a drug dealer or addict, yeah, or something else instead of a positive light. So yes, music, pop culture, media has done its part.
Yeah.
What gives me hope today is that there are positive images, there are positive people putting the right information. I am one of those.
Well, I me too. I do that. Yeah, go ahead.
I decided to create my own podcast to, one, highlight that there are Black people in different spaces. We may not be seen, but we are there.
Yeah.
And another one of the things that I wanted to highlight is that we are in different spaces, even if it's just one of us.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that I wanted to create this space, because it creates, first of all, it validates that you are here.
Yeah.
Second of all, it validates that you matter. and it matters for you to see yourself and give you pride and self-esteem.
True.
Third of all, is that we're here and we're here to stay, and we belong in those spaces. You can be an astronaut, you can be a dancer, you can be anything that you want to be, regardless of. So it is for you.
Right. Pop culture has also destroyed the society by changing the normal way of dressing, you know, like the way some people dress. Yeah. See how they dress on social media, on websites and advertisements, or even fashion magazines. I'll be like, oh God, what's going on, you know? So about that too, now, do you want to add some things to it also? You know, I find these things, you know, as in, to me, they are really, that's a negative part of pop culture. You know, people following all this and, you know, it's a trend. They tell you it's a trend.
The trends.
Everybody's doing it. They can do it too, you know?
Yeah, there are some trends that is like, be cautious. Let's not believe that we're in a movie called Jackass. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just like they tell you, do not do this at home. I'm not judging anybody, you know, but then I do believe that pop culture is like, when we talk about right now, the clash of opportunity and the debate of white supremacy or that, you know, this replacement theory that is like, we are 7 billion people in this planet. And all of us deserve, and we already know the facts. There's enough food for everyone. There's enough money for everyone. There's enough space for everyone. Unfortunately, there is a minority that believes that they're supposed to keep on ruling the majority of the resources. But then that's another podcast. And those are the things that can be very negative. Negative pop culture can be the bullying, the
violence,
undermining and, you know, criticizing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have to give yourself also a source of help and understanding. There's a reason also that we have to, where they say common sense is not common anymore.
Yeah, true.
You know, sometimes you got to stop and realize, okay, what do they want to say with this? Or what do they want me to see on this? Or what's the message for this?
Thank you. All right. So let's talk about this one now. We're about to go on a quick music break, but let's, you know, have a conclusion and talk about this last one. I was trying to talk about violence within the society and how pop culture has promoted violence, you know, from video games and, you know, music we listen to, or should I say teenage girls listen to. It contains some violence in there.
Well, I only can speak about my own experiences. Let me make that clear.
Right.
I try to support every artist that is out there that is obviously trying to make a difference.
Yeah.
For example, Kendrick Lamar. I was trying to listen to his new album. And I'm like, it took me a while and a minute, Gideon. It really did. I'm like, I cannot live. I'm like, I don't have anything bad with the cursing, but the cursing has to be justified. But then again, I understand that it's also art, and he's conveying again a message.
Yeah.
And when I was listening to the song, I think it says "Together." Don't call me, but I believe that it's one of the new releases. And it was about this argument about this couple. I understand what he wanted to deliver there, because it's the dysfunctionality as family. This is functionality of couples, where a man can start the masculinity toxicity, women on how they react and what are the expectations.
Yeah.
I got that. But just sitting down and listening, F this, B this. And I was like, whoa. But then the whole, there's another many other songs that were actually very obviously prevalent to my taste.
Yeah.
Chances are it's good. I don't have nothing against the word bitch, but it's a very strong word. If you justify it on where you're going to use it. I don't have any problem with the word F because I use it myself. But then again, it has to be implemented where it's needed. I get it. Because I even listen to comedy and I understand what comedy is now these days.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's my two cents in all of that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. So, guys, we're about to go on a quick music break. I'm sure you guys enjoyed and got information from us. So we want you guys to join the conversation on social media. Tell us, is it good or bad? You know, pop culture, how bad is it? How good is it? You know, but nevertheless, pop culture impacts the society in both positive and negative manner. It's left for us to just know how to, you know, use it and be a better people, or if I say person, you know. So, guys, I've been hanging out with Yovie Daniels. It's Litz. I'm happy she's here. You know, I feel so excited. So how about on this episode, you know, I had to take out my time to select some nice questions for her. The surprise that at the beginning. And I have more for her in the other part. So guys, stay tuned. I have this quick music, entertaining one, you know, and I want you to enjoy and also stay tuned and enjoy till the end. We'll be right back. So do you have something you want to tell them, you know, about this before we move on? Like, maybe just to like conclude everything, you know, give out an advice to teenage or you know, women or men out there about pop culture.
Thank you for allowing me to be in this space. This show is so fun, so much fun. My message is, and I will speak again about my message is, it's never too late. If you're 16, it's about to start. If you're 20, if you're 40, it's never too late. You have a dream. Your dream does not have an expiration date. True. It's your dream. It was given to you by God, or if you believe in anything bigger than that, it's in your heart. It's burning, and it needs to be done and executed the best way that you can get to it. Okay? So that's my message.
Thank you. Bless up. Bless up. God bless you for this, man. Woo! 100. So guys, we'll be right back. We need to go on that music break to enjoy ourselves and take a break for a while. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. This is your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR, and this is the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
It's 2:44 a.m. Niggas in Nigeria. We really don't want to end up with anybody. Everybody move out now.
Yeah, if you left for more, don't so edge up. You don't even wanna let go. C'est que tu fais, c'est que tu fais. C'est pas la même chose, c'est bon. They don't wonder how sheets get done. I'm too hot, you might get burnt. If I leave me with it, we're done. If I need tracks to get what?
I can dress up and leave. Let me design my view. I can take out and give.
Now playing on the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast is All I Please by Wale Tona featuring Ricardo Banks. Go stream this song on Apple Music, Spotify, and others.
All I please, all I wish.
Yeah, if you don't know, now you know. I be bad boy from a coat. I'm on where I'm from, I be good. Jacoria, babe, don't be told. They want to wind me, what the fuck? I be monk, I know to the talk. Bushy go jack my when money talks. I do all I please, I'm a boss. Who be the bag away, want to try me? I swear I'm more than no rich. Should I be like I be no vice? We want to tell me rubbish. Keep my head up popping. Keep my eyes wide open. I do all I please on the stuff. I do all I please, I'm a boss.
Let me decide my deal. I can take out and give. I can kick back and chill. I can smoke on my split. I can do all I please. All I please. It's all I.
Our podcast episodes are streamed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and others. If you have to listen to the complete show and enjoy the full entertainment, you have to subscribe and become a member of the podcast. You can either support or donate to this podcast. Check the link in our show notes for more, or follow at Pablo Castrogram on Instagram and click the link on his bio, or follow at the Madhouse ENT _ for more. Thank you very much for listening. Stream more episodes, and if you can subscribe, please subscribe from at least $1 monthly, which is 500 Nigerian Naira, very affordable, to unlock exclusive contents and more rewards. God bless you. Till next time, I appreciate you. One love.